Hey guys, I'm coming in here right before the start of the episode just to say that the anime was so bad that it actually manifested itself into the audio we had. We tried to salvage as much as we could, but if there's any funkiness in the recording, that's why. So, hope you enjoy what we got.
Dude, look at those graphics.
Dude, can I start the test?
No. Graphic design is my passion, dude.
What people were saying about the animal in you, Sharon Osbourne, this test is amazing. It pegged me. Perfectly. I have a feeling I was an eagle.
Dr. Phil McGraw. I took the test. I was a tiger. I'm able to read people's motivations and assess situations quickly.
Garb your CNN. Go.
Hold on. I'm laughing because it just shows CNN as if, like, John CNN himself took the quiz.
Yeah, no, you're John CNN.
And this was the representation that the whole company
You're the liberal agenda. Go.
A truly insightful personality test based on a novel psychological idea.
You sound like Dr. House.
That's awful. I can't wait for this to be the cold open. Here comes the opening!
Woo! Guys, we watched Kimono Friends 2.
Start again, because I was kind of...
Woo! Hey, guys. No. Welcome to the Funky Anime Podcast. This episode's going to be an absolute disaster, so buckle your seatbelts.
Where's my water?
That's my favorite mobile game.
Introducing ourselves like we normally would. Mm-hmm. I'm the host, I'm Garb.
No, you just introduced yourself.
So
you failed.
We're gonna take a what animal are you?
Hi, I'm Pino.
That's Pino. Are we ready to take the test?
Yes.
So this test is on animalinyou.com.
Are they the same questions? Are they at random?
They're all the same. Okay. So the first, who wants to read?
I'll read.
Let's alternate. Okay, yeah.
How big are you? How does your size compare to the others around you? Ah, this is a cheap shot. Nah, small and trim.
The size of an animal will influence its behavior and determine how it survives in the world. But don't be fooled. Even the smallest creatures have their advantages.
Oh, can I go next?
I am extra large.
What are you, Carl? Are you what, above average?
I've put average. Because I'm 5'9".
I'm the average Peruvian height.
But you're not in Peru.
We're in the Americas. It's the same difference.
So how aggressive are you? Are you an aggressive person? Do you readily accommodate others, or do you always play to win? Nature means competition.
Dude, I pay to win.
But not all creatures must fight for a living. Some animals will attack others whenever it benefits them, but others prefer to stay passive and take what they can get.
I just want to say we're all pretty strong-willed, right?
Yeah.
Except for me. I'm a wet noodle.
Low-key? I'm sensitive.
Well, yeah, low key, my heart hurts.
Deep down, we are all in pain.
I want to say, I think I'm just strong-willed and assertive.
I'm low-key insensitive. I don't like getting in people's way unless I need to.
I'm just very loud all the time, but sometimes I'm crying.
I'm perfectly in the middle.
You're somewhat assertive. Okay. Are you a social creature? Are you a... are you a solitary or social animal?
Are you a sultry animal?
I was like, what kind of animal question is this? How much time do you spend with friends and family? Cooperation goes a long way, and more animals find it successful if they band together. But other creatures don't stand peers weighing them down.
Well, I am self-contained. I mainly keep to myself and my family. But I do prefer the small company of small friends.
As soon as I'm done recording this podcast, I will not talk to another person for the rest of the night.
I'm popular and outgoing. That's pretty presumptuous of me to say, but okay.
I prefer the company of small groups of friends. I'll do that. How attractive do you find? How do others find you? Why do I always get these ones? Do others find you good looking? Some animals like to flaunt what nature gave them. Others get by just laying low. There's no shame in your looks, good or bad, but it does influence your behavior.
Pino, I think you turn heads.
Yeah, Pino's very attractive.
I've never had a positive.
I've turned
reaction.
My head. I turned my head when I saw you. I instantly nutted in my pants.
For the first 20 years of my life, it was like, who's this? Who's this brown?
Yeah,
man?
but once 21 came around,
what was that? A fart or a sploosh?
That was a big old sploosh,
a little bit of both,
man.
Ugh. You know, I'm gonna go average because but I have some nice attributes. You know, I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, nor the most toned.
I hate how presumptuous this question like presents itself, because it's like either I'm fine, or there's like I'm very attractive. Everyone looks at me.
I am a god.
I'm definitely above average. I think I'm gonna pick that though.
You ever seen Hercules? Yeah. That's what I am.
But how All dependable right. are you? Are you always there for your friends? Can others trust and depend on you completely? Or do you like to be flexible with promises and hate being the shoulder to cry on?
I'm dependable, honest, and usually reliable.
That's me too, usually. Nobody had any. Nobody argued that. We all picked the same one.
No, I'm going to. Yeah. I promise.
You're reading the monkey one. Wait, who's reading the monkey one?
That's mine. How intelligent are you? How smart are you? Really? Animals with big brains find new ways to deal with problems, but overthinking things can be a disadvantage. A big brain means more strategies to succeed in the world. But sometimes you only need one.
I'm intelligent and bright, and I enjoy reading and debating. Mostly debating.
Yeah, I think I'm that middle one. The monkey really do a thing.
Monkey think.
He's straight up doing like the think emoji, and it is absolutely incredible.
Dude, guys.
Please take this quiz and email us yourself.
Guys,
please do.
Guys, wait, but I want to ask you, how athletic are you? Would you consider yourself athletic?
No, wait, I didn't even tell you what I picked. I picked the middle one. Okay, continue.
I think
Do you sit around all day? Are you a sports hero or a couch potato? The athletic cheetah can always outrun his prey, but then again, so can a sloth. There's no such thing as lazy in the animal kingdom. You don't survive, or do you? I read that backwards. Shh, don't tell anyone.
I enjoy sports as a recreational tool.
There's no like I like to work out, but when I'm working, I lose time and I can't work out. I enjoy sports and recreation.
Yeah.
God. All right.
I picked the top one. I'm generally inactive because
you
like,
are potato man.
Yeah,
he's a fat
potato
boy.
But how successful are you in life?
Oh no, not the question.
How successful are you? Are you getting what you want out of life? Do other people look at you as a model of success, or do you feel you've fallen behind your peers?
I've fallen behind my peers because I, in fact, have an anime podcast.
Because
no
I watch One
that.
Piece, and no one watches that.
Oh no.
The thing is, these answers don't really reflect
my
question.
I guess mine is just I have potential but struggle to get motivated, because that is a real answer. ones are like, I reach my goals.
I don't reach most of my goals, but I feel
I
like
drive
I
to constantly achieve.
Yeah, I feel like I struggle to get motivated.
I'll go to I reach I my fail. Well, I like, well, when people tell me what to do, I kind of have to do it, but.
Well, yeah, but that's not motivation. That's forcing you.
Well, yeah, but, like, I'm motivated
to make
money. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
so I'm going to go there.
Do you like to travel?
No.
Frost.
How do you feel about traveling? Many birds will migrate thousands of miles, and some animals will literally die if they stop moving. But others never leave the patch of ground. I can't get enough traveling. That's me. I travel.
I would like to travel, but I just don't travel anywhere because I got to do stuff. I like
I
driving
when I can.
But I like, you know what? I like, you know what? I like coming home, so I'm a homeboy.
Homebody. Okay, so.
All right, ready?
We're going to finish the quiz, but don't say it. Yet.
3, 2, 1. Don't say it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I clicked mine.
We're probably going to end up with the same. We're going to end up with the same thing again. I just know it.
No.
Are we revealing it at the end of the episode? The first
question. So, are we doing this in the normal order? Garb, Chuck Pino? I'm going alphabetical.
That's
yeah, sure.
Are you dumb? You just said Garb, Chuck, Pino, I'm alphabetical going, order.
Listen. In the name, in the order that are our icons slow? Are, our icons are right
just
now.
Go,
in
just
Discord.
Go,
Lord. Garb. You're hosting anyways.
I'm a beaver. A bionic beaver.
Wow. Chuck, what are you?
I'm a rhino.
God. I'm a bat. Why am I a bat? Why? I don't get it.
Bats are cool, dude. What are you talking about? I'm a fucking beaver.
Spotting a bat personality, identifying bat personality is not difficult. What do you mean not difficult?
Guys, did you know that the collective term for a rhino is it's a crash of rhinos?
A crash?
I fucking love that. Yeah, a crash.
What are your of what are your may you may also bees? Because it says I'm also a mouse and a deer.
I got prairie dog and beaver again.
I agree with deer.
You could be a beaver or a beaver. I got horse and warthog.
You got horses in the back. I agree with deer mostly because I Snapchat a lot of deer for no reason.
Oh wait. There's guys. If you scroll down, there's an animal matchmaker. Oh fuck.
Oh my god. There's also hobbies. Famous,
guys, there's also famous
no,
rhino
did not
personality.
Count, I wanted to be one. No.
Famous beaver personalities. Jimmy Carter. Yeah. Alexander Graham Bell.
Oh my god, you Pino, what are yours? If you scroll all the way down. Yeah.
Joe Nostradamus
and Gypsy Rose Lee.
Hey guys.
She put the strees in striptease? What is this?
Guys, for Rhino, I have OJ Simpson. And Mike Tyson.
the guy who bit off the ear?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Is that the first
okay,
thing
so
that comes
I'm,
to your mind
I'm gonna,
when
I'm gonna
Mike
see
Tyson?
My animal matchmaker with a bat. Oh, could not able select from animals where mate like rabbit. Table animal attraction
what are you, a horse?
Doesn't exist. I'm a rhino.
Oh, you're
yeah,
a rhino.
I got an error too.
no one can screw the bat.
Fuck. I want to have bat sex. What were... Oh, beaver.
Error
beaver.
Could not execute. Like, animals were mate.
Damn it. I guess we can't mate. Damn it. Well, guys, as we all know, I'm a rhino. Scarf
I'm,
is
a I'm
beaver.
A bat.
And Pino's a bat. And make sure to tweet at us what you got at 3WeeBros on Twitter, because I want to know and then make fun of you if you didn't get a Rambi rhino.
And I wish I got a rat.
I wish I was fat.
There's a rat. Epic. And if you're wondering why we're being so animalistic today, we watched Kimono Friends too.
Yep. And that's a show about all sorts of animal friends. Yes.
And not just friends this time.
Yeah.
Meow 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 meow.
Meow 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 meow. So we watched season one. I think everyone except Chuck hated it. But yeah. I've turned around.
Oh, season one? Season one's great. Fuck you.
Yeah, I've turned around on season one. I like season one
now. I'm
going to
have to ignore both of your opinions from here on out.
Pino still hates it because he's a hater and he doesn't like fun things.
You shut up! I'm sorry for yelling.
And so, yeah, now we're at season two, and this show had a whole controversy behind it. So,
dude, is this time for Garb News?
This is Garb News. Welcome to Garb News. So
Garb News is a broadcast put forward by the 3WeeBros Correlation, and you got to make sure to dab on your haters, or else you're not allowed to come in.
So on today's edition of Garb News, we'll be going over the controversy of Tatsuki. So Tatsuki, as I just mentioned, thank you. He wrote and directed the first season. So, generally, he's regarded as the creative mind that brought this anime, the season one, to the level of success that it was. Because I don't know for certain about this part, but it really doesn't look like they had a lot of money doing this. they had a very inexperienced studio animating it, which is why it's 3D and looks very stiff, but
not as stiff as season 2, baby. Yeah, yeah.
Keep in mind that at that
fuck
point,
season 1
was, you know, based on the only other Kimono Friends media was a mobile game that hadn't even been active in like a year.
Dude,
so they were expecting the show to be dead on arrival. What did you say, Pino?
Did you say mobile game?
Mm-hmm. It's been discontinued since before season 1 was out. There's new mobile games now because, you know, the Sega sees this as like a money-making machine. Like, they want to make Sega. This... That whole part about the... Whenever they see the merch in the hotel, that was super fucking meta, dude.
Yo, but, I wanted one.
Dude, epic.
Exactly. Capitalism.
I wanted
has
a
got
Red
you.
Panda one. Like, let's be real here. I would have loved a Red Panda one. If someone makes those, or if Sega sells them, I'm not going to buy them. But if you send them my way, I will get them.
I can't believe you. So
DM me on
selling
Twitter.
Out to corporate America, Japan of America.
I will absolutely sell out to Japan of America.
Japan of America.
Yeah, you heard me.
All right then. So, can I continue with Garb News?
Maybe. Garb News.
So, welcome back.
We're back from our small commercial break. So, Tetsuki announced on Twitter that he was no longer working on the Kimono Friends project. Season 2, he was replaced by Ryuichi Kimura as the director.
Bless
and
you.
Takuya Matsumoto as the writer.
Bless you.
Thank you. The tweet received over 270,000 retweets and 170,000 likes,
wow.
Which is nothing to shake a stick at. Don't shake
I'm shaking
don't
my stick.
Don't point that stick at me. Don't
shaking
point
it.
That stick at me.
I'm shaking
Stop
it.
Stop it. Stop it.
I can't even reach your face. You're too tall.
No.
So he cited Kadokawa, the publishing and production multimedia company, as the reason for his departure. Mm. So additionally... a different animation studio was used for Kimono Friends Season 2.
Wow.
Tomasan, who I can only find credited on 3 shows, which is Kimono Ooh. Friends 2, Milky Panic 12,
Milky?
And the Furusato Saisi Nippon no Malabananishi.
Bless you.
Wow. Thanks. This is... I don't think I've ever messed up that bad.
I've never heard of either of those shows.
Me neither, Bless especially you. Not Milky.
And
Pino, I'm pretty sure Pino's heard of Milky.
Hey! I drink milk every day. I don't call
I'm
it Milky, but I drink milk here. Every. Hey, away!
Hey,
I'm drinking my milk here.
I got strong bones.
And the original studio who did Kimono Friends 1, they were only credited on like 5 things total, and that's counting Kimono Friends Season 1. So. Both studios seem to be very inexperienced, and Season 2's animation team seems to be even less experienced if we're going off of just the variety of shows that have been produced by them. So fans were pissed off. There were a lot of angry tweets, YouTube comments, and Nico Nico chat messages, and most of them were directed towards Kadokawa because, you know, Tetsuki... stated that it was a decision by Kadokawa. The
Fuck
hashtag no Tetsuki no Tanoshi, which roughly translates to no Tetsuki no joy, still gets new posts to this day. People are still pissed off about this. There's if you look up the hashtag, usually it's just fan art, just because they hate that decision so much. They're still bitter about it. Mm-hmm. Can't really blame them either. There's
yeah,
a petition.
It's true.
What's that, Planet?
No, it's true. I mean, I'd be upset if they messed up something that. Okay, you know what? I'm a lay it straight. I'm not a big fan of season 1, but I would be upset if they messed up a series that I enjoy.
Yeah.
La 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 la. Guess what? They fucked up Kimono. La 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 la. Fuck this shit.
Will I call it Kimono Friends? Yes.
It's Karma Friends.
Karma Friends.
Karma.
Just show me the Karma.
There's been a chameleon yet.
Give me a
karma,
chance.
Karma chameleon.
Thank you, Pino.
Comes cool. and goes.
There was a petition.
Red, white, and blue.
I signed the petition.
Did you really?
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Did that last so?
You sound so guilty.
Was one of the 20,000 overnight signatures it received, which
wow.
in total, it received over 54,000, which 50,000 was their goal. But
you know the way petitions don't work, do they?
No. No, this is a corporate decision, which I'll go over here momentarily. But the producer of the show, who was there for season one as well as two, Yoshitada Fukuhara, broke the news later that Tetsuki would definitely not be returning. And he apologized profusely in that tweet. And it was very heartbreaking to read. Damn. And
I cried.
I actually remember that. I remember they posted it on Reddit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it happened like almost right after we watched it.
Yeah, and that was the wild thing. I was just like, whoa. Like,
yeah.
Well, that maybe was, I should have been a little nicer to the show, man.
Well, that was the first instance of this podcast having extra normal powers.
Yeah. I don't know if you know, but we watched Akira. Akira is getting a remake that me and Chuck has always wanted to happen.
Nichijou's coming out. Well, Lordy has getting a dub. What else? What else happened? There's a couple other things.
I think Sunshine got a movie right after we watched it.
Maybe.
I don't know for sure though.
There was a couple things. Hold up. When we watched Black Lagoon, the guy was like, "Hey, I'm going to start writing Black Lagoon again."
Oh yeah. There's guys. I know that not a lot of people listen to this podcast, but apparently the anime gods listen to this podcast. So I think that's all we need, really.
Shout outs to them.
Yeah, honestly. Okay.
So, am I good to continue?
Yeah, sure, go ahead.
Cool. So, voice actresses, there were a bunch listed. Yuka, Saki.
Dude, I love Yuka.
Aina, Ikuko.
My favorite potato.
Kana, Mikoi, Ruka, and Kyoka appeared on the Kimono Friends Nico Family Special number 13 Kimono Friends Hour streaming program on Tuesday. By the way, this section is verbatim from Anime News Network.
Shout out to Anime News Network! Woo!
Yeah. They're, when I was researching this, they were pretty much the only source I had to go off of because everything else was in Japanese. So,
but it's in Japanese.
Get these Japanese letters off of me. So,
la, 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 la.
If I'm missing parts of the story, it's probably because I could not understand what the articles were saying.
What's that squiggly line saying?
The
I don't know. I just draw a fancy doodle.
They publicly apologized for the ongoing issues, despite having little to nothing to do with the corporate decision to remove Tetsuki. Viewers criticized the apology as a ploy by Kadokawa to pull out the, quote, voice actress guard, end quote, to deflect blame off the company.
Sounds like very a bunch strange. Of big words I don't understand.
Me either. But people were still pissed off. They weren't happy by that. And as Chuck brought to my attention, I remember watching this whenever the show was still airing, but a free unofficial episode 12.1 short released on YouTube in Nico Nico the week after the show ended. Allegedly, this was one of the factors included in Tetsuki's departure from the project. And to this day, the videos received nearly 2.5 million and 3 million views on YouTube and Nico Nico, respectively.
I gotta watch it.
Bless you.
It was pretty okay. I mean, it looks like season one, so you'll have to be prepared to go back to the season
one. Oh, don't
worry.
We'll talk about season one during the season two podcast. Don't worry.
So, speaking of, since we just finished the show's, the season's sort of history, let's go over our history a bit more in depth here. So, who wants to go first? Nobody? I'll go.
Cricket.
Oh, shoot. Where's my cricket? Ah! Okay, I'll go first. Thank you.
Okay.
That was boss.
That was very impressive.
That was boss baby, dude.
Okay. I make a lot of bug noises.
Dude, is boss baby wet, though?
I wouldn't want that. All right, so as to no one's surprise, we all watched this during season one, of course, and we all had differing opinions, one of which we can't let go of. however,
don't you dare! Hey, don't you dare bring me into this! Stop!
Hey, I say it every other episode, though.
How dare you?
But as you know, we all had our opinions, right? And when I realized we were going to watch season two, my heart sank a little bit. I was like... I mean, I don't want to watch it again, but, like, who knows? Maybe it'll be different. And it sure, lo and behold, it was a little different, but...
It was worse.
It's not as I recall it, but it's not good.
Guys, I'm here to tell you today that Kimono Friends 2 is a disappointment.
Yep.
And Kimono Friends 1, while I will very much admit, has several flaws, and it's reasonable for people to dislike the show, I liked it. And I was excited to watch it, but then I said, screw it, I'm not gonna watch it when it was being released. And then I heard it was not great, so I'm like, nice.
Nice,
I didn't
myself.
Waste my life on this. So
just push
so
it back.
We watched it now, and it took me so long to watch this show. We had 2 weeks to watch it, and I watched probably 11 episodes in the last 2 days.
Yeah, nice. All of us. Same. Put it off. Yep. I finished it this morning.
I finished it this afternoon.
I finished it maybe like 3 hours, 2 hours ago, 3 hours.
I finished it like 4 hours ago.
Oh, God. As you can see.
I even watched it when it was airing.
Oh, man.
How does it feel watching it twice?
It's bad.
Yeah. What'd you say, Pino?
How does it feel watching it twice?
I feel equally as empty inside as I did before.
It happens. But yeah, I watched the first Kimono Friends. I had a really good time with it. Like, I enjoyed it a lot. It was simple. It was simple, dumb fun.
You know, like, what? And sometimes that's all you need.
Well, because we watch a lot of like, oh, the world's gonna end. You gotta save it. But if you just have these, and technically this is kind of that show too, if you really like dig deep into it. But
digging deep in Kimono Friends. Look at this fucking idiot over here.
But, like, you know, just surface level, it's very much just, like, a fun anime with a pretty fun opening and stuff like that. But then, season two just fucked it up.
Yep.
They fucked it up, Sega. You look how you massacred
you
my boy.
Yeah. My boy.
It's just Sonic all
you
over
massacred
again.
My boy.
Oh, my God. Every property Sega touches, they destroy, except Love Live, I guess.
And Yakuza.
It's
I
just
love
a,
Yakuza.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
No, can we... Wait. I'm putting this out there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just like they did with Sonic. For Kimono Friends Season 3...
Sonic Generations.
We just Sonic Mania it and give it out to someone who cares about it, and then it will be good.
Wait a second. I have a much better idea, okay?
Okay.
So Kimono Friends 3 is like Sonic 3, right? We just add Knuckles.
Oh, wait, we just need to add an Echidna, and it becomes the best show ever.
Wait, dude. I have an even better idea.
Uh-huh.
What if y'all take those ideas, shove it up your ass?
Wait a second.
It's all up in there.
Wait.
I'm LAPD.
Nice. No. Ah!
And if you got Funky that reference, good
podcast.
For you.
No thanks.
And Knuckles.
But yeah, so let's talk about the show, because we haven't talked about this show.
Yeah, I'm not ready to talk about the show.
We explicitly took that test so that we could put off talking about this show for as long as possible.
2 weeks in a row, yeah, we did it!
Woohoo! Thank goodness we're watching something good next week.
Hey, woo! Spoilers!
We're watching something good next time! Woo!
We better be.
I picked it! Yeah. I watched the first episode already, I'm not going to tell you what it is yet.
It's
infinitely better than both of the shows we've already watched the last two episodes.
Better not be lying to me.
Once
I'm not
again,
lying. Pino, look at me in the face.
I will.
What
say
I lie
the
to
sentence.
You, what I lied
yes!
to you.
Yes!
No!
Konosuba wasn't that good!
It was so good!
Let's talk about those OPs.
Pino, how dare you?
My score is set in stone, just like your Kenmo season 1 score is set in stone.
I'm okay with it.
Mine too.
You know what? I fucking made my bed and now I gotta sleep in it.
Yeah,
so
you know what? I made a cake and it fell on the floor, okay?
And you still have to eat it though, you piece of garbage.
Yeah, that's.
So, opening.
Yeah.
It sucked.
What do you mean it sucked?
It did not suck.
I'm exaggerating. But it was compared to
you
OP,
were exaggerating.
I was about to like roast you, my fam.
Compared to the first opening for season 1, it's so hard to follow that opening up because it's so good. And it changes with each new friend. That's a masterpiece of an opening. That's how you do it,
okay,
ladies.
Okay, that's
and
a bit strong,
water
but
on my desk.
But yeah. Opening 2 did not have nearly as much charm. And I'm sure, Chuck, do you want to take the floor?
Well, Pino, you go first. Because I know every time I talk about something, you complain about me taking all your points.
What do you mean all my points? Oh, yeah. Okay, well, see, this is the thing. I enjoyed the opening myself. Yeah. Even though, I'll talk about the music first. Music, I think, was great. The first time I heard it, I think I shared it with you guys. I thought it sounded like... the scene from The Mask when they're in the Coco Bongo, and for the first time, and then he spins around that drummer, and then he gives him like a swagged out outfit. That's the first thing that popped in my mind. I don't even want to say this, but I felt so excited. I was like, "Yo, is this show gonna be good?" And I realized it was Kenmo Friends, and I was like, "Don't get your hopes up." Yeah.
How many times a week do you think about The Mask?
Oh, I am The Mask. it's the song just makes me want to just like jam out,
yeah,
and then when they do the little chorus thing like jubbity puck, that's choice, because they do a tiny little hop, and you know how much I like hops,
and we all know
they
have hops. It's great. Other than that, everything else was subpar. It was just like slideshow.
Yeah,
slideshow OP is not good.
Like Kimono Friends opening one is also kind of a slideshow too. So I'm not gonna compare the two because they're pretty close, but there's some distinct differences. It's a fun opening. You know, there's a lot of PNGs in there, but yes, they rendered those and just took a screenshot.
You're right,
they absolutely did. And, okay, so I have a gripe with this fucking show. So in this opening, there's one shot where it's the camera that pans up and around Serval, and she looks up into the sky. And it's animated in 24 frames.
Yeah.
So in ones, like how animation in 3D should be, so it doesn't look stunted.
Yeah.
So it looks great.
Yeah.
It's a great piece of animation.
Yeah.
Guys, the rest of the show isn't like that. It's not.
What do you mean?
It's so bad, dude.
It's animated on like fours.
What do you
it's
mean?
It's so bad.
It's animated every four frames. There's six frames a second, I bet. I didn't check it out. I didn't count because I was lazy and it wasn't worth my time.
Dude.
But this show legitimately looks like a slideshow.
It looks like a PowerPoint presentation.
It's like someone tried to animate using a PowerPoint, and this is what they got.
There's one part where you can literally see where, whenever they're trading off the stick during the race with the no pants, they literally, like, they didn't rotate the hands at all. They just moved it on, I guess, the Z-axis, and it looks so bad. It looks
not
so
my Z-axis.
And that combined with the fact that it's in such a low frame rate, it's so bad. And there's another part where you can see where they started motion capping for PPP. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Don't. We'll talk about that later. We're talking about the opening. I want to get angry at that
so
later.
The opening, I'm going to go through a little bit more. There's just a lot of slideshow PNG shit. And there's a lot of, you know, looping animation, especially with the train ride thing. And it frustrates me so much. Because it's a good opening. It's a good song. The opening's okay. It works. You know, it's a happy, has big band. Someone left their phone on in the beginning of it. You know, it happens.
That's my favorite part.
Had to take it in one take. You know, had to ship it out. You know, it was the day before.
Corporate's going to kill us if we waste this film.
But, like, oh my gosh. Like, it's a fine opening. There's song's really fun. One of the biggest things I want to say during this entire session, I do not want to sound like I'm shitting on any of the voice actors. They did a fantastic job for what they got.
Yes.
they've done great stuff. PPP did the singing for the opening and their own insert songs.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Everything else though fucking sucks. It's I don't know, man. It's just frustrating.
Sucks?
Everything else.
Like, albeit Kimono Friends, that their first opening, or their only opening, I guess, has the same kind of level of production,
mm-hmm.
I will say. So, like, you know, there's some slower just pans and PNGs and shit. But, like, I don't know. You can't beat Welcome to Jabari Park. Like, holy shit.
Yeah.
That they struck gold with that one.
That was probably why the show was so successful, was because that opening
because
was
of that
so
and
catchy.
Triple Q's remix, and they're like, this is it. Yeah, now dude. I have to watch the anime.
Because even Pino
and also,
will still hum it now.
I must admit, the voice actors sing in this opening, and that's very good.
Yeah.
Well, that's TPP, and as well as the other characters, so just saying. But anyway, yeah, Commendo Friends 2 is okay, opening-wise.
Now, the endings.
I was surprised there were two.
I think they were both very good endings.
I like the songs. I wasn't a fan of the. Well, okay, I'm lying. I'm gonna start with ending one. What's ending one again?
Yeah, ending one was good.
What was it called?
That's the one with the guitar.
Hoshi wo, Tusu Nagate. Nogete.
Too soon. Yeah, no. I enjoyed it. It was nice. It was nice and slow, like, you know, like an ending should be, or, you know, it mm-hmm. reflects the show. Like, hey, I just had a bunch of time with my friends. Now I just want to relax a little bit. I enjoyed the little hand-drawn little doodles. That was my favorite part.
Yeah.
Even though they were still, like, PNGs, that was very charming of them. I enjoyed that.
See, the thing is, between screenshots of models and, like, hand-drawn stuff, like, I love that. And especially it fits with a theme that Q review, whatever the fuck the human name is. Like, it's stylized enough that you're like, okay, this is good. And it, you know, it shows the three main characters kind of going around. And it has a fun, like, kind of music. And it has, you know, many frames during their animated parts. And that's always fun. So, and it's stylized with these little outlines.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I think really is really fun, except for at the end. Or not at the end, but like at one of the parts, all of the particles come up through it, and it kills any compressed video. Like, it's
oh, yeah. I'm actually watching it right now. I'm just like, ooh.
Yeah, right? Yeah. But overall, like, that's a good ending, I'd say.
Yes.
I enjoyed it a lot. The song's really good. It plays with the motif of the notebook and drawing and everything and traveling. And it has enough style on the 3D models themselves because there's some different coloring and definition on them. And it's kind of like they tried to JoJo it a little bit, change the color schemes, like, a little bit. But, man.
Yeah, I see it a little bit.
I wish the show had enough frames, but they just gave up halfway through.
We'll talk more about that later.
Yep. Okay.
But yeah, ending one, I think we all liked it.
Yeah.
Thought it was pretty all right, pretty good. Ending two, we can't find it on YouTube, so I haven't been able to watch it again.
Guys.
I have it open on Crunchyroll.
Are you ready to play Melee?
Oh, good idea.
Oh my god. It's literally just the trophy viewer in Melee, and they panned around a 3D model of the three main characters.
I love it.
But it doesn't have any of the lines on it. Like, it doesn't have any definition on the characters.
It's like it didn't render. Like, they
Yeah, so it looks like early PS2 graphics. Mm-hmm. And, like, it looks so off.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, the first ending, while it has a different, like, definition on the art and the colors and whatnot, still looks like it.
Yeah, and then it looks
like a PVC figure that you got, you know, for $20 at this random anime shop in your town.
Yeah,
I don't know, man. And it doesn't have any animation. It has this one, like, flying particle thing through the whole thing, and then it just focuses in on this, like, three 3D models, I guess. And then that's it. That's the ending. And I'm like, why did you take away the first ending, which is good both with song and thematically?
There was probably a good
reason. Replace it with nothing.
they had something.
Mm-hmm. No, they had. Oh my god!
I was surprised when they changed it. I was like, "Oh, are we entering something new?
Like,
what's going on?"
I was
here?
Like, "Do we have enough budget for a second one?" And then I realized they didn't, and they just put a 3D model and then moved the camera around.
Continue.
No, game over.
Oh.
Well, I'm watching it still. I'm watching them fade in. They, like, build up on it too.
Yeah, and then it focuses in on these not great looking.
I think it's supposed models. To be like buy our merchandise. I think it's supposed to look like a shitty figure.
It really does.
Yeah, it looks like it's made of like a cheap plastic. It really does fucking look like Melee, like trophy model.
Yeah,
figures, though.
Right.
Like,
it's crazy. Got too much. It's like somebody. This is I'm going into modeling terms. It looks like somebody used like a Blinn and a Lambert at the same time. Shout out to all those people who know what I'm talking about. Woo.
Yeah. No. And I think we're done talking about the ending because it's just stinky.
Yeah.
But also at the end, past the endings, they have little character interactions between characters that you don't see in this, that you've already know about.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like a and little
it's in Alpaca's like little coffee shop from the first season.
Oh, what a doll.
And
wish the show would have just been that.
Well, yes. It's made in like a papercraft style, which once again, if you stylize your things, I'm okay with
it. Yeah, I'm in with you.
Less than stellar like graphics like animation wise.
Mm-hmm.
And it like it's a fun style.
Yeah.
But like, man,
and it's kind of just like a throwaway bit, so it's kind of surprising.
Yeah, that's the real big thing. I'm like, they had to make all this.
Yeah.
And instead of taking twice the rendering time to animate it in twos, because that's all they need to do, and just add in between frames between it. But like, you know, don't do it. I guess.
I might be saying something controversial later on, but I'm not gonna say it now because I don't think it's the time.
Okay.
Are we ready to move on to the story?
Yeah, sure.
What story?
Fortunately, yeah, there's not really a whole lot to over.
This is going to be the shortest episode of the podcast ever.
Dude, I will happily take that.
God, so, I hope so.
We start with a bootleg Caban waking up
in
whatever up. House. What a surprise.
I gotta thank God.
What a surprise they have amnesia.
God.
God.
You know what? I think I finally understand why Chuck doesn't like amnesia.
Yeah, because it's dumb and a stupid trope.
It's overused.
It's well, gotta like, you need to use you can, it needs to be
used
in a smart way.
You need to use it correctly. Yes. Yeah. But when you just say guess what? There's a character here doesn't know what shit they're doing.
What show is this? Who hired me?
Yeah, exactly. It's like I was in JoJo's a little bit ago and instead I'm in this dumb friggin' Kimono Friends. It's such a overused one and it's never used correctly. Like not like there's barely any examples. Like I can't think of one off the top of my head that like is good amnesia.
You know, 'cause it's usually better if you don't do it.
Yeah,
you can write something
thing.
Much more meaningful.
Like or just instead of doing that just introduce them to a new environment without having to erase all their memories like they did with like Durarara with what's his stinky tiny face going into Tokyo. Going into
Hello, what's
not
me?
Tokyo.
Oh wait, no, that's Jacuzzi.
Yeah, that's Jacuzzi.
Hey, Jacuzzi.
Whoops.
Oops.
I'm getting my voices mixed.
You know, it's Mikado Ryugamine. But
hey,
yeah,
Henri.
Like he's introduced to this new space that he does not know about. And it you can use that as your explanation, like, he needs to learn about it, and therefore gives us the information.
Yeah.
And the thing is, we already know about all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've watched the... If you're going to watch Kimono Friends Season 2, you already have seen Kimono Friends Season 1.
Somehow.
And so why would you have to explain all this stuff to me again?
Because they're using the same formula.
Because I forgot.
I'm
going to
shoot my toes off.
Because they did the same thing in Season 1, and so they just were like, fuck it, we'll do it again, that'll be easy.
The toes are everywhere.
All 10 of them.
Thought you had 9.
God, but I wish I could not watch this anime ever again, which I won't. I'm sorry, guys, this is one of those flat, no redeeming qualities that I will ever return to.
I will return to the song.
Season 3 will be good.
Well, yes, yeah. I'll put those on my playlist, but I will never look at this the show ever again.
I've got the Edie on mine because it's a good song.
Yeah, yeah.
But anyway, so she meets Serval and Carcel.
Several.
A new friend. Several. And Carcinogen, who
named her
Cutoodoo.
Not Charcoal. No.
It's established that Cutoodoo likes to draw and is trying to find her home.
That's it. That's the character.
That's it? Yeah.
What they did is they took Bagchan and then just changed the hat and took one feather out.
Yeah.
And gave him a notebook. Like, that's it.
Changed the sparkle color in her eye of one of the eyes.
Yeah.
New haircut,
Was that ever just explained, or did I just like completely miss that? Just like, why is one eye green?
No.
Of course it's not explained. Nothing is explained in this show.
Guys, this show's awful. It's like the Lost of... It's like the Lost of anime, but it gets canceled after the first season, so there's no answer.
Oh, shoot. And Lost lasted a long time.
I know. That's what I'm saying. There's a bunch of setups and no answers.
Yeah. So, they go on all sorts of fun and wacky adventures, meeting friends such as Duck, Giant Panda, Red Panda, Dolphin, and Sea Lion.
Duck was good. And Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, Duck was one of the highlights of the season.
It makes me sad. The best set of friends, Duck, Panda, like Red Panda, and Giant Panda, they were all within the first two episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And those were the best ones.
I actually didn't enjoy Panda too much.
I love Panda.
I enjoyed the killer whale. No, not killer whale. The sea seal line. And the dolphin. I enjoyed them
dolphin
very much.
Dolphin and sea lion were so cute.
Hey, no. Yo, where's my reward?
No. So the thing is, I saw an article online, and it was about how they could make Kimono Friends a little bit better, and they took screenshots from the show, and it shows that the eyes don't line up with anything half the time.
If you Google Kimono Friends, it's one of the first things that shows up.
Really?
It's so sad. No, yeah. So like, if you freeze it on like any time, there's like a couple shots where it's literally just them not looking at like the right thing, or
it's pretty funny.
Or I think there's a couple screenshots of the characters like unintentionally spiking the camera for like, I don't know how they did that, but
what do you mean spiking the camera?
You just stare at the camera. Like, oh. if you make eye contact with the camera, that means you spike the camera.
Oh, dude.
And the footage is useless.
John Krasinski looks at the camera all the time.
I know, he spikes the camera for a living.
That's different.
No, but yeah.
I'm looking at the camera right now.
And even in Kimono Friends 1, they do it. Like, they show where it's looking. Like, I don't know how you devolve a show so much.
It's because it's a different studio, and it was a different director. This was basically like a new show.
They had everything. Yep. They could just watch the show and then just replace the models.
Again,
and
yeah.
You got Kimono Friends season 2. That's it. That's all they did. They changed the models.
I will say the models this season were much, much more clean. They were very clean. Yes. I enjoyed the clean models. They are as much personality.
But I like the derpiness of the first ones.
That is the problem that Garb just put up. There was no personality. There was, and just like
there's no
Chuck
heart.
Said, there, he showed me a clip. It was today. He showed me a clip of season 1. He showed me how intricate the animations were. There was details. There were subtleties in season 1 that they completely opted out to make it look like it was drawn, even though it wasn't drawn. It was 3D. It was like, I'm going to move now. And?
Yeah.
Now. And now.
And there's now. My keyframe.
And commercial.
Yeah, oh, my God. Oh, commercials, too. They don't have the zoo, like, eye catches. They have eye catches in the show. I'm so angry about that. Those were so fun.
It's because it would have taken production value.
But I don't know these animals. What the hell's a several?
No, see that's the well, they actually explained that one. But all they did was took the 3D model and put it on a flat PNG. And that's all they did. And they had someone talk over it. And it was so much fun. And then they didn't do it.
It was like real you know, audio of someone discussing it too. That wasn't a recorded, like, you know, person in a booth. That was someone.
I mean, the person was in a booth.
They were talking about.
Person was in a booth, but at the zoo booth, you know.
If people only know this in the last episode from this podcast, I usually don't get like this, but I just get so fed up and worked up over things that could easily be changed, and it would have been way better.
But they didn't. The thing about the eye catches is that this show directly related to, what was it? There was an increase in zoo visits in Japan because of this show. And, you know, there was the whole Grape Coon situation.
God rest his soul.
God
rest his peace, my man.
Let's have a moment of silence for Grape Coon. All right. I didn't remember who Grape Coon was. All right, let's move on.
Wait, do you really not remember?
Was he the
He was the penguin that had a cutout of one of the PPPU penguins,
and he was enamored with that cutout.
Okay,
and
let's actually have a moment of silence then.
Okay.
All right. Anyway.
Dude, Grape Coon.
Remember, you can find me on Twitter. Roast me there.
Woo! Yeah, but you know, that's the kind of stuff that made season one so special, and
yeah,
season two was so corporate.
Yeah, there's. Oh my God, that's another thing. So, with season one, mm-hmm. albeit the models are less, everything else is more. Animation, the funny little character interactions. There's more comedy in the first one. This is supposed to be a fun romp, and instead, I was wanting to sleep.
where am I?
And I don't want to sleep all the time. I do actually. That's a lie, but. I don't want to sleep while watching my animes, like how just like how I how my family watches their soaps. I want to watch my animes.
My show's on, honey.
What are you watching? Don't disturb Kenmo me, friends. Kimono friends. Oh my God!
Don't disrupt your father.
It's so frustrating. There's so many like little things that they just didn't do in this new season, and it suffered for it, just straight up.
I don't remember thematically what season one was about.
It was just
friendship, right?
Yeah, it was just friendship, and he's like, I need to go find what the fuck I am.
Yeah, it was more about exploring the world and
it was
mystery. Oh, yeah. It was, you know, a lot of season world two,
I don't know what you're talking about.
Season well, you two. Were. You also hated it.
I hated it because there's other reasons why I hated it. I still don't know. Even with this season, I don't know who the audience was intended for.
Oh,
this,
we have no idea.
And once they took away the eye catchers with the announcer lady, I got even more lost. Wasn't this supposed to be educational? What happened?
Pino, you've brought up a very good point, and I think a big problem with losing what was his name?
Takeshi. Oh no, that's the other guy. That's the singer.
Takeshi Tezuka. Tatsuki.
There we go.
Another thing about Tatsuki leaving was that he was the only one, he was the only person on Earth who knew what the target demographic was.
I would love to meet the man and understand the demographic.
And now that he's not attached to the show, the new directors have no idea either. And so they're like,
they're animal girls. They're for kids. Yeah. No. They're for weebs. No. They're for both.
Yeah, exactly. So they don't really know what to do with the show either.
You know what?
Why season two sucks.
You know what? Chuck was talking to me earlier. He said about the charm. I think I finally understand the charm of season one, which was the announcer lady. That's what I enjoyed. You're right.
It's just the things that you don't think about at the time. You're like, oh, that's pretty fun.
Yeah.
And then it's missing, and you're like,
you don't know what you got. Something's
gone amok.
I never knew something could get worse. That's the thing, and that was my greatest disappointment.
Rip, dude.
It sucks.
Yeah.
No.
Let's take a moment of silence.
In season,
yeah, a moment of silence, please.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Season one was pretty slowly paced, but it was at least consistently slowly paced.
You know what? You're right, and I can agree with that.
Whereas this show can go like one scene like halts to a crawl.
Oh my God! I want to talk about that as well.
Yes.
So, there's an episode where there's a cheetah and a roadrunner.
Oh. Did you see the beep on her shirt? Beep.
Yes, I did. God, it's so weird. It's so jarring, but I love it at the same time. But,
it's pretty good.
So, the thing is with this episode, it's usually like, you know, you meet a bunch of friends and, you know, you solve a problem and whatnot.
Right.
This is just literally running.
It's just I'm better than you. I'm better than you.
We're gonna have the looping running animation for 10 minutes, and that's it.
Where did the idea go in this episode? What was the point? I feel like there was no point.
Well, that's the thing, is that especially season one had such good episodes like the ones with Lion, where there was a conflict and Caban had to be the one to solve it because Caban was the human who was able to introduce these new ideas.
I am big brain Caban, and you are little brain animal.
So they tried to do this again with the gorilla.
It doesn't work.
And it doesn't work at all. The gorilla's smarter. Because instead of creating... And no, it's literally the same thing. It's two feuding two feuding factions, and they're like, oh no, how are we going to do this without, like, fighting and whatnot? And so Kaban gives them a ball. And, like, you know, they can play with the ball and whatnot. So, like, real shit. They can do competitive things. And with Kyuriru, she makes them a paper cutout. And they punch a box until one of them falls over. What? What'd you do?
They're animals. Of course they'll be distracted.
No, but give them a ball. Or just don't do this plot, because you've done it before.
You're right.
It's already happened. We know how this will play out.
Boxing.
Make one with the gorilla, but instead of trying to separate the two factions, maybe the gorilla wants them to fight. And then maybe... and then maybe the human's like, hey, maybe this isn't the best idea. Maybe they should just be friends and do some conflict along that. Have a malicious friend. But instead, you do the same plot points every time.
And this is why people don't like season 2.
I hate it.
Da 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 Jeopardy Park.
Yeah.
As much as I love, the sea dog, and the killer dolphin, their whole story I feel was unnecessary as well.
Give me a reward.
Absolutely. They were just cute. Reward.
I like that. That's my favorite part. But they're like, hey yo, reward. No reward. You ain't getting back to shore, Caracol.
See, that was funny. That was funny. But like, it's like.
And then I was upset because Caracol was sad.
I watched the show today and I can't remember half of the things that happened.
Dude, when I was writing the thing up, I couldn't remember for the life of me Kyuriru's name. I was like, what the fuck is this protagonist's name?
It's just a stomach movement. It's just her bowels moving.
Can we call her bowel movement from now on?
Bao-chan.
Bao-chan, dude. So Bao-chan was pretty good. Just kidding. Bao-chan was garbage. Worst Bag-chan.
Well, we'll talk about that in the characters.
Yes.
Yeah,
well,
we haven't done all the plot. All
right. So everybody, we're going to start in our order, right? We're going to start in alphabetical order, Garb, Chuck, and me. And then
that's how it is.
We're going to describe each episode, okay? But we describe our numbers. So Garb is one because he's the first on the list, and then Chuck.
Okay,
and
so
then me.
Garb, you go first.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Okay, what was
the
first? Describe episode one.
Script written. Are you gonna just? Am I just supposed to throw this out?
Just throw it out.
No, I'm okay. Fine. You worked so hard on it. Let's listen to it.
So there's two weirdos.
Okay, episode one.
No, we've already gone over episode one.
Oh.
Okay, so episode two.
We've already gone through episode two.
Episode three.
Okay, so episode three.
So at the end of episode three or whatever, there's an armadillo and a giant pangolin, which I don't know what that is, and they're spying.
It's a roly one.
Oh, okay. And
isn't
that's
that just
mysterious.
An armadillo?
No,
they find
that's
a monorail.
An armadilly.
They fuck around some. They meet some new
Billy.
Friends. And they eventually find Kaban-chan from season one. A familiar face.
She looks good. Even though she's probably still a child.
That's the thing, is that
I don't know.
She didn't. She wasn't taller, but she looked older.
Age doesn't exist in Japari's heart.
Stop!
Don't say that.
Stop!
Stop right there, criminal scum.
You violated the law.
Anyway, I have no idea if Kaban was planned to return or because...
It seems so shoehorned in, it couldn't have been, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing is that they brought it together, like, at the end, it made sense that she was there.
Well, but when you have six episodes to do it, I think you can, you can cobble together anything you want with enough time.
But... There was a lot
hey,
of fan
Mario,
outcry.
I fucking adopt the cobblestone generator. Please don't be mad.
Luigi!
Yes?
I'm gonna jump on your noggin.
Oh, no.
Okay. I'm gonna spawn the creeper on you.
I'm going to say the J word.
No!
Jeopardy part! He's gonna say the H word, Hero Brian.
Oh, no.
No!
Mario, not a Hero Brian.
Mario, please, hit him right.
I still get a nightmare.
He was patched out of Minecraft, but he keeps patching himself back in.
I want to play Terraria.
Oh, please, I want to fight those flying eyeballs.
Oh, never mind.
Oh.
Mario, I died.
Why? It's me, Wario. Let's play tabletop.
No, please.
Wario, you always want to play Uno.
We're going to play Minecraft Uno today.
Did you say, Dennis, it's me, Waluigi?
No, no.
Where the fuck did this episode go?
What did we do?
I don't know. I spaced out for a minute there.
I think the Ceruleans got to us.
Guys, if you're at Smash Con, I'm not going to be there. It's a Cerulean, not me. Fight it to the death.
Sorry. Wait, is it? Let's go, Steve.
He's in Smash.
Where's Guile here?
Sonic, boom.
Sonic?
Boom.
Wow, that was a really
episode,
cool bit.
Episode of Bagchan. Bagchan was there. That was fun.
So, eventually...
I want to complain about something. Okay, I complained about this earlier. Okay, they all hang out at Bagchan's apartment, right? They're all chilling there. Yeah. And then they're like, hey, meet the professors. The professors. Professors are smart people, right? They are educated, right? Right? Is that what a professor is, right? They're scientific, right? They at least read their textbooks, right?
Uh-huh.
Bagchan has a dream. Ceruleans come underwater. Tells these birds. She's like, yeah, I think the Ceruleans come underwater. Kiruru-chan, you're wrong. Kiruru-chan takes one of their books. He's like, bro, do you see this right here? It's called an underwater volcano.
God.
And they're like, oh, shit, dog.
They're like, oof. And I was just upset the fact that they dismissed her. You were right. Oh, my God. Let's now make you afraid of heights by flying you above the sea.
For real, though, dude.
God.
Those fucking owls are a bunch of
As much as I got mad at that, it just made me laugh in my mind. I'm like, oh, God, this is Kimono Friends. All right.
Yeah, and the owls still stare into space and look as dead inside as I do.
Yeah.
They find a monorail.
They do.
Yeah. And they drive their little truck around on it. And they fuck around.
Then the dog comes up.
Yeah, and then they get attacked by Ceruleans, and then they find a
I thought we were going to have a Hachi moment there. Have you guys seen the movie Hachi?
I've watched Hachi Maki.
Okay, no. I thought we were gonna have a Lassie moment here. Where does Lassie die at the end?
Well, yeah, Lassie does die.
Okay, yeah. I thought we were gonna have a Lassie scene right there. I was like, ah, this is what I. Oh.
Spoilers, by the way.
Duh. Lassie's the what? Like a 50-year-old movie?
Yeah.
You haven't watched Lassie. You probably don't live in the United States. I'm just kidding.
If you haven't watched Lassie, you don't have to watch Lassie. You're not missing anything.
You're not. No. What's that, Lassie? Pino stuck in the well. I'll screw him.
Okay. You gotta watch Old Yeller though, but anyway.
Old Yellow.
They meet a beast, which I think is a tiger. I don't actually know. And they get attacked by Ceruleans, and they straight up kidnap.
Yeah.
Kiruru.
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
It's true,
guys. I just watched a video of a cat and a cow snuggling, and that was better than Kimono Friends 2.
Cat and a cow snuggling.
Can you link it, please?
Cows can't sit down.
Says you.
It's on Twitter.
But cows can't sit down. That's a fake video.
Oh, fuck.
Fake news.
Dude, fake news. That was actually a dog in a cat outfit.
Oh, no.
Kiruru? Is a piece of fucking shit.
What do you mean?
She fucks off and abandons her dog.
That's not her dog. That dog kidnapped her. What do you mean?
No.
That dog straight up kidnapped her. What are you talking about?
Garv said it the wrong way. He straight up left. I farted, sorry. He straight up left. Serval and Karacha.
Oh.
And
well, that's
and
true
then
too.
She's like, play. And then Karacha's like, fuck you,
Karama.
Bitch. And then Karama left.
Do you see how.
Can't believe Karama left.
She abandoned the domestic dog, though, whenever.
Yeah, but the domestic dog isn't hers.
You don't know that.
Yes, I do. I read the big book.
You don't know her life.
I read the great big book of everything with everything inside, see the world around us because it's a perfect guide.
Wow.
Oh.
Shout out to the no one who gets that reference.
Funky Fresh thing. Beats. Funky Fresh Beats.
What the fuck were we talking about?
We were talking about her abandoning her friends and her dog.
Anyway, Cutie-Doo is a piece of shit.
No, she's not. She was taken by her will and then hung out with a dog. That's it.
I don't care.
I don't give a shit.
And then charcoal oven was just like, no, you're not my friend anymore. And then they're like, oh, well, I'm not your friend. Get out of here.
And then they find a hotel.
Yo.
It sinks into the ground.
No, okay. So the human village looks like the entrance from Hotel Mario where they go like straight up my brain played that when I saw it and I'm like, oh, nice of the princess to invite us over for a picnic, eh, Luigi?
I sure she made lots of spaghetti.
I hope she made lots of spaghetti. And you can help us, too. If you need help going through any of the hotels, you can check the instruction book and
closed instruction book.
Sorry, somebody had to do Bowser. Yeah, they go to the hotel.
Hotel Mario's iconic.
We go to the hotel. There was this cleaning pig there, right? This little piggy that was cleaning. That was cool, I think.
Yeah. Pigs are actually very clean animals. You should. They just roll around in mud because that's the only way they can keep cool. Other than that, they actually have a designated corner of their pens that they'll poop in. It's a very common misconception. I grew up around farmers. This actually is not a joke. This is real.
You said poopy.
It turns out Cutie-Doo's drawings were making ceruleans.
What? Yeah, I know.
It's pretty fucked up, ain't it?
I can't believe creative minds are the downfall of society.
That's what I was going to say, is that thematically, I have no idea how that fits into anything. I've tried looking at it from every perspective I could. I thought, okay, maybe like things with good intentions can have negative consequences.
I don't think you understand. These were the anti-spirals.
I guess.
They're anti-spirals.
Did you figure it out?
No.
Wow.
I wanted to sound like I figured it out.
Wow, can we talk?
Okay, so
you weren't supposed to do that.
They go to the hotel and they're like, "Fuck!" And then Pigeon's like, "Hey, thanks for this picture that you drew me." And then they're like, "The Ceruleans are taking over because the pictures you drew." And then QU's like, "Oh man, I hate myself." And then she's like, "Just kidding. Let's go back to the island." And then they're like, "Let's fight the Ceruleans." And then we finish.
That was cool when they fought the Ceruleans.
And then Bagchan sees.
Serval
on the beach.
There's several of her.
She sees her on the beach and she cries and she's like, "Why couldn't I be the star of this season?
Why couldn't I be the star?
Because... Why did they give this season over to a different company?"
Guys, next season we're gonna get Studio Madhouse to.
Oh God.
To animate the next Komodo Prince.
I want Trigger though.
Dude, Trigger. Could you imagine? Wait, no.
I want it to be Trigger, but still using 3D models, so they have to like do squash and stretch on the models.
Whoa, you know,
that would be great, dude. What are you talking about?
I want to do it.
So the very last scene, they pulled the JoJo Part 3 on us, where they're looking at the picture.
It's so fucking dumb. I hate it.
And it's domestic dog looking at a drawing with domestic dog, a human I don't recognize. Carcel, Cutie-Doo, Serval, the holograph lady from season one, and why, another unidentified human.
The fact that she showed up there was just, like, why?
Because they're foreshadowing a season three, I promise.
Stop it.
Can't wait to watch that in 10 years and then complain about it then.
You stop that right now.
Nope.
You stop.
Nope.
I won't allow this.
I didn't pick it. I'm just reporting it as it is.
God, let's shoot the messenger.
What?
You haven't watched Kimono Friends season 3. No, I'm not supposed to give my opinion.
But give it a try. Crunchyroll makes it free.
Crunchyroll, you can watch your Crunchyroll right now. 14-day free trial if you use the code crunchyroll.com/funky.
Funky.
The Funky Anime Podcast is not actually sponsored or affiliated with Crunchyroll.
Or PewDiePie, even though we love PewDiePie.
the Funky Anime Podcast could be sponsored by Crunchyroll if they wanted to. We are open for negotiations. Email us at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com.
And Funimation, but not Garb.
Yeah, Funimation, you can sponsor me and Pino, not Garb.
And Kawaii Mommy.
And George.
Thanks, get out of here.
We're in the wrong episode.
Fuck, okay, bye.
Bye.
Those, how many episodes are we going to get in a row with them in it? Recording
session. I'd be down if George is just here all the time.
Okay.
That donkey go. Yeah.
Remember when we said the same thing about Charlie?
Who's Charlie?
Charlie's... Anyway, after that, who cares? Let's talk about characters. I'm already tired.
All right, so we
got... Well, I'm not already tired. I'm just tired of this show.
We got Kudurdu. Kudurdu is just bootleg Kaban. Next character.
You're right. Human, two feathers instead of one.
Serval has amnesia again.
God damn it.
It's literally like season one over again. Like, Serval has not developed at all, so it doesn't feel like the show's gone anywhere.
Yeah, it's stupid.
It's really annoying. It's not like, you know, JoJo has the ding-ding JoJo counter, but... It really does have the ideal setup where each part has its own set of characters, and there's room to bring characters back if they want to.
Well, yeah, that's the thing.
There was a smart setup.
Yeah, the thing is, they had
a smart setup, but they botched it. Go ahead.
Well, the smart setup was they had a new character, but then they botched it by taking an old character.
Yeah.
That doesn't remember anything. See, if you started this with Karkol and fucking, I don't know, someone else, like maybe Duck. Let's just for a little bit. Let's just say Duck. And start out with those. These all characters don't know what the hell's happening. And later you can meet Serval, and Serval's gonna be like, oh yes, I know this bag person. Here, let me take you to them. So you can still have your marketing. You can still have all your favorite characters. Blah, blah, blah. Just fucking give me a good plot.
He's so mad. Serval is kind of the Pikachu of Kimono Friends, where they need to have Serval on screen at least half the episode to meet up with the...
I was barely in this episode! It says on my contract that I'm supposed to be on the episode at least 25% of the screen time.
This show is bad. Can we watch Bobobo again?
Yes.
What are we talking about next? Do you just wanna... Oh, we're going over the characters. Serval sucks.
Serval's dumb. Carvel is enough... It's just... It's just discount Serval, who's a little bit more smug.
Yeah, which, I mean, that goes a long way. Yeah. Especially because Serval doesn't remember anything, but somehow Karkol does remember things.
No, another weird thing. So Karkol talks about how... No, I don't need to talk about this. How Serval used to tell her that she went on an adventure with this friend... But then she doesn't remember this. So who told her? Who told her? Please tell me. Who? I need to know. I don't... It's just frustrating. This entire series is...
Season one was frustrating, but it was at least, like, charming.
But it was fun frustrating.
Yeah, but, season two just sucks. Yeah. Oh, Scott the Waz uploaded. Fuck. We need to get this over with quick.
Please. Get this. I think we've hit over an hour. I think we've hit our quota.
Kimono Friends, characters.
I'm look Googling at Mal it. Because it only has a couple.
No, I'm looking at the...
We have
the Jappery library. Where is it? There it
is. We have the penguins. They're here. They don't really do anything. Kaban. Welcome
to most of the characters.
Kaban doesn't really do much besides say, hey... Drink this tea.
Yeah.
There's the Roadrunner who says beep beep.
Roadrunner is one of the better characters.
There's Cheetah who runs quick. That's her only character trait. There's Deer, I think. Is her name Deer? What's her name? I don't care. She's in it. We also have Garb, you have it up, right?
No, I can't find a list of just the ones that are in season two, dude. Actually, you know what? I will take the, well, Pino has left us for now, so you'll hear him for a little while.
You're not supposed to talk about it.
Well, it would have been weird if we just didn't acknowledge that he talked.
Okay,
Serval,
Fennec Fox, smug, but not in it enough. Armadillo, dumb.
Yeah, Fennec really should have been in more. I was going to say that I was going to look up the ending picture, the one that brought all the Ceruleans.
Giant Pangolion, fine, I guess. Kyururu, bad. Caracal, bad. Lucky Beast, very good. All the Penguins, good. Margay, fine, I guess.
Has gay in the name, and that's pretty cool.
Well, Margay's the cat manager. Giant Panda, very good. I love Giant Panda. I love Giant Panda, and I love Red Panda. Those are the only good ones.
There we go. I found the picture.
La, 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 la.
Yeah.
La, la,
la. There's, like we mentioned, there's the pig.
Does Red Panda not have?
I like the seal. And the dolphin.
Oh yeah, we didn't talk about them.
That's fine. We don't need to.
What the fuck was up with those two spooky ones? They
showed up, then they were underwater.
Weren't they like jellyfish or something?
But they were in the sky.
Like jellyfish at the bottom or something. I don't know.
But they were in the sky.
I don't know.
Were in the sky.
There's no logic.
I don't know. It was fucking weird, dude. And they were like genuinely unsettling.
Guys, I just whatever. I don't care.
I just want to go. I want to go to ratings.
So. Is it time for that bit?
I think it's time to go to ratings.
Yeah.
Welcome to the 43rd edition of Who's the Best Girl, the podcast where each contestant puts forward the truth of the best girl of the episode and do get up for the title of Best Girl. Today, our contestants, once again, we will never change, are Pino Garvin, myself. The Patreon didn't pick one because they didn't watch it, and I don't fucking blame them. Who are you each advocating for?
I'm picking Carcel.
I pick, which one was the animal with the glasses?
That was either sea lion or dolphin.
I'll pick both for now until I...
Yeah, pick them both. Okay.
I think it was dolphin.
And I pick both the pandas.
That's a good choice.
Because fuck rules on this episode.
Okay, Garb, you go first.
So, Carcel, she's just Serval, except she's new, and she's kind of a bitch. And like Chuck said, she's a little smug. And I think that Serval's just a little bit too peppy and needs to be a little more hateful for me to pick her as best girl. And, you know, Carcel called out Caban whenever she fucking ditched him for domestic dog.
That's fair.
Even if she immediately fell back on it later. I just like Carcel. I just think she was a good design. I like that it was a new character and not one that was reused.
Yeah.
Unless she was, and I forgot.
No,
and
she was.
That's all I have to say.
Caracal is bad because she's just Serval.
Got him. Dab, dab, dab.
Dab, 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 dab.
All right, next up on the...
Next up on the chopping block.
Thank you for finishing my line. I pick sea lion or the dolphin.
Both of them.
I like water. I like glasses. I'm a simple man. If there's a ball, I'm just like, yeah, toss that over.
Toss that over to me.
If there's a ball on a fishing hook. Ball. Yo.
I know.
Wait, hold up.
How are
shut
you?
Up.
Okay.
Shut up. All right, I give you my answer. Where's my reward?
Pino.
Yeah.
If they're brisk real and you start dating them and they start asking, where's your reward? What are you going to give them?
Give them a high five.
I go to the store, buy a fish.
Well, easy. Uh-huh. I mean, I
throw the fish.
I pick them because I'm prepared.
With a high five? is that your?
No, not until the next paycheck. You gotta teach them rules, or else they won't learn.
They swim. Yeah. They're supposed to be in the water.
So does Kanan from Love Live.
Yeah, I. You also picked her. Who cares? Anyway,
just like Jotaro.
Jotaro wants to fuck the dolphin girl. But what's happened? Oh my god. God damn it. But yeah, no, I don't like them because they're too needy. And they also wouldn't bring you back to land unless you gave them a slap in the hand.
I watch One Piece. I don't need it. I don't need to go back to land.
You don't need to go back to water because you're in One Piece. You've seen so much water.
Adventure.
Okay. I picked the pandas because
panda.
I got bras in Atlanta. Yeah, I got bras in Atlanta. Yeah. Pandas are good because one, red pandas are very cute. I love them. Red panda anime, very cute, very good. Number two, giant panda, very good in real life because whenever the baby sneezes, it goes hop. And panda better because sleep all the time. I like sleeping all the time, so I want to sleep with panda.
Oh, wow, that was a jump.
I want to snuggle.
You know, that panda's never going to wake up one day because they're just in a deep sleep.
That's okay. Wake me up.
And the other panda just can't walk straight and just trip everywhere.
That's okay.
Can't wake up.
One of them's going to die falling and the other one's dying sleeping.
God, I wish that would be.
Oh, no.
Anyway, if you want to tell, fucking email us at fuckingmapodcast@gmail.com. Okay, so we have emails.
Woo!
So first, another round of Fuck You Pino. Thank you, Sadie. I don't know who this character is. I'm pretty sure I know who it. Well, I'm gonna, because I don't know if.
Can you DM it to me?
No, I know this character. Okay.
Can you DM it to me?
No. Huh. Okay. No. So this character, ready?
Yeah.
Red hair.
Red hair. Okay.
Long hair.
Long hair. Red long.
Has knuckles. Wings in the hair.
Wings in the hair.
Knuckles.
Has big boobies.
Wings, red hair, long hair, wings in her hair, red. Is this Urza Scarlet?
Yes.
Easy. Is this her? Is this her armored form with like a bunch of swords?
Yes.
Hey, got him.
And guess what?
What?
She sent another one.
Oh, a twofer.
And I don't know if you're gonna get this one because I know these characters, but I don't think you do. There's two of them.
You'll be surprised. Okay.
There's two of them, but they look the same. And
okay. Is this still from Fairy Tale?
No.
Okay.
So, and they both look equally smug. They have kind of reddish orange hair. They're wearing purple outfits, suits. This is from an anime, probably early 2000s, if I remember correctly. Did you give up?
I'm thinking. Stop making me try to give. Okay, I give up.
Stop pressuring.
it's the twins from Oran High School Host Club. I don't think.
Yeah, no, I haven't watched.
Yeah, I knew that. Okay,
I'm still the undefeated champ. Sadie.
Woo, undefeated 3-1. and
that doesn't count.
Sadie also asked if we could do an email pick for next episodes, but sadly we cannot because Patreon supports us. So if you would like to support us, you can support us on patreon.com/3weebros. It helps us a lot. I actually was able to get some equipment with the money we have, and it's helped support keep our ship afloat.
If he sounds much more crisper, that's the money.
Yeah, that's
because
I got a new rig, new fast rig. Anyway, thank you all of our Patreon, and thank you, Sadie, for emailing us. If you want to email us, you can email us at funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that is funkyanimepodcast@gmail.com. And miscellaneous, go Garbalax.
I don't really have anything.
Okay, you nice. Ratings.
Garbalax. 2.2.
Oh, yeah, fair. Fino.
2, but I will explain my long-winded as usual.
Okay, go for it.
Coming into this show, I thought it was going to be trash. I was ready to give it a 1. I might still give it a 1, even though I already said 2. But, you know, I you know what? I'll applaud the improved models. It's nicer. I still don't applaud the animation because it's like 1 second per 4 frames or something. I don't even know the math. This could have all just been done in 2D. Thank you, Microwave. This could have all been done in 2D.
The time is over, Connor.
There we go. My review is over.
Apparently 3D is cheaper.
Nah, it's so dumb. Yeah, 3D. Well, because all you have to do is make models, and then you have to animate them. But sorry if my mic sounds a little shaky. I bumped it. I give it a 2.1. I'm right in the middle, because it's still garbage, but, like, it's super not as super hot garbage, but I still hate it a lot more than Kimono Friends Season 1. But, yeah, that's it. This is the episode. Sorry, it's a little bit anticlimactic. Garbo?
Hold on.
Okay.
Lina was typing. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
But, so, I'm Garb. I was a beaver.
What are we watching next week?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go crawl into my dam while Chuck announces the next show we're watching.
We're watching Haikyuu Season 1 next week. It's 25 episodes. I'm the most excited. I don't think you guys understand. We watched some shit the last couple weeks.
It's true.
We're going to watch some good stuff next week. And oh boy.
Has built this show up.
I'm so excited. Because we're watching volleyball boys do good.
I'm more excited for this than any of the other shows you've recommended. So this is
a
good thing.
Yeah, because it's a good show. And it's in Shonen. And it's one of the top 10 on manga in Shonen for the past, like, 3 years. Yeah, so we're watching Haikyuu Season 1 next year. Next episode.
Next year.
Next year. But yeah, so I'm super excited for it. And I was a rhino, so I'm going to go run into Garb's little dam and break
it. Why'd you do this?
Here I come.
Oh. What is he doing? He's going to drown. This is in the water. Well, that was your own fault. Hey, Pine.
I'm a bat, so I'm just going to fly away, pretend nothing happened. Away.
Thank you for listening to the worst episode of the Funky Anime Podcast. Make sure to tell your mom you love her, and we will see you all next episode.
On the volleyball court.
On the volleyball court, with my volleyball in my hand and my foot on the floor. God, that was the worst episode of
the podcast. All right, I'm going to have to stop.
'Funky Anime Podcast is a program made by Upchucked, Garbalax, and Pinoplay, and you can find Chuck at Upchucked Gaming on Twitter and Upchucked on YouTube. You can find Garb at Garbalax on Twitter or Garbalax on Twitch. You can find Pino at Pinoplan2 on Twitter and Pinatoplan2 on Twitch. Music made by Garbalax, editing by Chuck, audio mastering by Garbalax, moral support by Pino. You can find us on Patreon at patreon.com/3weebros. And make sure to check out our YouTube channel, 3weebros, so you can find our latest content. Thank you.